But our busy program and busy hour number two rolls on, and our good friend joins us this morning, Doug Wilson. He's from Bloomington Rotary Club. Doug, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. Hi, Glass. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning.
And Dougie is, if you've heard this name before, you probably remember, was the sports editor for the Herald Times for a while, but he got out of the old travel business. They call it the writing business. I call it the travel business. Is that accurate?
A lot of travel there.
Lots of travel.
On the road all the time.
Lots of travel going on.
Not much choice in that.
You got to chase down those stories, but instead of chasing down stories, now you're chasing down miles on the pavement, and you've got a big event coming up that the Bloomington Rotary Club is supporting on the running, not the track, we're running the streets of Bloomington here. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks so much for having me on to talk about this. It is the Race for Literacy, which is a really good run and walk that's been around in Bloomington since 2003. You might remember it got started way back when they were doing that College Mall Road project, and they were celebrating the end of it and all the work that had been done, and that was how it got its start as part of the old East Fest in Bloomington.
Ah, the East Side. Yeah, I know what you
did.
Yeah, the
East Fest.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Oh.
It's been it starts and ends at Bloomington Hardware and always has, one of the sponsors. And but it's something very new about it this year is it has a flatter, faster course, and particularly for runners like me getting a few years older. That's great. We don't have
I was
going
to say, for those of us who can walk fast, maybe, I'd like the flat, too.
Yeah, and that's,
you had me at walking flat.
Yeah. You know, some of the hills in Bloomington, a little challenging sometimes. So it's a flat course that it's in the area surrounding College Mall. It's on June 13th, 8 a.m. start. And it most importantly, it benefits Teachers Warehouse, which is a Bloomington Rotary project that provides school supplies to teachers in five counties, including Monroe, Brown, Greene, Lawrence, Monroe, and Owen counties. And, you know, a lot of times teachers, for students who didn't have the different things that they need to be successful in school, would have to buy a lot of that stuff out of their pocket. And some years ago, Teachers Warehouse got started in Bloomington. It's like a free store where teachers can go and they can pick up whatever they need for their students. And, you know, in an average year, about 400 teachers use this. And,
wow.
Some of them many times. You know, they'll come back multiple times during the year. Something like 7,000 students receive school supplies as a result of this. It's an entirely volunteer effort. There's no staff. It's just people who care about this, retired teachers, Bloomington Rotary members, and others who run this organization to help teachers, to help children, particularly some of the children who probably need the most help in school. And it's a great organization. And by running in this race, by walking at whatever speed is comfortable for you, you can help Teachers Warehouse. And all the proceeds from the race go directly to this volunteer run effort in Bloomington.
Doug Wilson's our guest this morning. He's with Bloomington Rotary Club. Talk about Rotary for a minute, Doug. A lot of people hear that and think, well, is that still around? That's kind of, is that some of these, what is, I got to be real smart to get into one of those clubs?
Well, they let me in, so there's your answer. But it's a great organization. I've only been a Rotary member for about a year, and I was like a lot of people and didn't know that much about it. But it's involved in a lot of community service efforts like the one that we're talking about now. You know, I volunteer at the food bank. There's been a number of different things like that that we've been involved in. There's international projects where people from Bloomington are involved in some really great efforts to provide schooling for people in Africa who wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity, and particularly women. And so lots of great international efforts that I didn't know about. And then it's just a great place to meet people in Bloomington. You know, I've gotten to know people who are leaders in business, people who are leaders at the university, people who are leaders in different nonprofit groups in town. So it's a great networking opportunity as well. So there's just a lot of great things about participating in Rotary. And you go once a week and have I'm in the Bloomington Rotary, which meets over.
Yeah, I don't want you to get confused with the Sunrise Rotary. I don't want any motorcycle gang fights here, like you.
Oh my gosh, I saw some of that.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we're all friends. They're going to be a part of this as well. So it's
good. Everybody,
it's a great organization, and we've had a lot of. I've really enjoyed it in my first year.
Doug Wilson's our guest this morning. He's with the Bloomington Rotary, who is helping organize and put on and get everybody fired up for the
race for literacy.
The race for literacy. If I could read what's in front of me, maybe I should participate in all this. Now, the great news about this event is Margaret and I can come out and do it, and the guy that likes to keep his time and race and get after it, this is also for him too, right?
That's right. There's a young guy named Ryan Wells who's won it 2 years in a row, and he runs it in about 16 minutes, the 5K.
My God.
But for the rest of us, whatever speed we want to make it at is great. There'll be lots of walkers and families and really anybody who would care to come out and do this.
So, Doug, how do we do this? If I want to do this, it sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
So what do I do to get to get?
Great question. You can go to Race for Literacy on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and just type in Race for Literacy, our event page will pop up, and all of the information about the race and the walk is right there. You also can go to the Mag7RaceSeries.com website, which is a website with local road races on it, and there's registration information there. It's a $20 entry fee to participate. If you register early, which I believe is about the end of this month, there's a $2 discount. It's $18, and you just have to sign up on that Mag7 site. And like I say, if you go to Facebook, it has all the information on how to get there and do that at Race for Literacy.
And everybody gets a T-shirt as well. You're going to run if it's rain or snow or shine or anything else?
As long as the weather allows us,
as long as there's no lightning.
You know, runners will run through rain. If there was lightning, thunder, those sorts of things, I imagine we probably will not have it. But
well, you'll just hold off and let it pass through.
I'm counting on good weather.
Well, I'll take care of that for you. Don't you worry. Let me handle all that. When's race day again, Doug?
It is June 13th.
Okay, great. And we need to register by the 29th. So you got all week to do this and make
that's
a note
for
of it.
Early registration.
Well, yeah, and make a note of that so you're done with it. You save $2.
Right.
And that's the good news.
But if I'm a slowpoke and I don't do it.
Well, it's called a procrastinator, Margaret. There's a difference. That's why we're having Doug on this week so it doesn't get lost in Memorial Day weekend.
Okay,
Go do it now.
But if I'm a procrastinator, can I go the day of the race? Can I
yes,
show up the
absolutely.
Day of
you can show up. There's on-site registration at 7 a.m. to between 7 and 8. So absolutely, you can
wonderful.
Show up. You can show up that day, and
so
lots
you
of
have
people,
no excuses.
Lots of people do that. They'll wait and see if it's a sunny day and come on out. So you can do it either way.
And how far are we running and walking here?
5K, which is 3.1 miles.
Oh, I can do that.
Nice, pleasant walk.
That
yeah,
is.
You get
that's
a bunch of people
that's
around
a
you.
Nice
there's lots,
walk.
There's volunteers along the course cheering you on.
I won't even spill my drink at that.
Yeah, there's no reason for anybody not to come out. And if you really can't walk, we also would love to have volunteers, which just simply make sure that people are going the right way on the course. You point which way to go. So
perfect.
We'd love to have that as well.
Hey, we'd love to have you back, Doug. Give us a call there in the first week of June, and we'll get everybody reminded about the June 13th Race for Literacy. Find out all your information at mag7raceseries.com or go to the Race for Literacy on Facebook and the event page will pop up. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much. Good talking with
Thanks
you
Thanks for doing this.